Humanitarian crises are awful, but even in dire circumstances, God is still good. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and we're seeing this truth play out in places like Lebanon and Venezuela. Our partners reveal what it looks like to love your neighbor and care for the widow and orphan. And we'll begin today in Colombia, which receives thousands of new arrivals daily as the crisis in Venezuela worsens. Officials say 1.2 million Venezuelans are being integrated into Colombian society right now, and the total could reach 4 million by 2021. The UN's refugee agency claims that most people fleeing Venezuela need international refugee protection. Bill Passon says vulnerable children, including refugee kids, are receiving care at AMG International's new center in Colombia.
We've been actually praying about starting a work in Colombia for a couple of years now. It just happened to be the right time in God's provision. So the desire is to go in some of these communities where people are moving, either refugees from like a Venezuela who've come across borders, or for people who've come from like more rural areas and coming to the city of Cali looking for work.
Through its center, AMG brings the hope and love of Christ to kids surrounded by violence and poverty.
It's hard to dream about what you want to be in life when you're worried about you just existing. So what we want to do is just to share the love of Christ, to show them opportunities and give them hope that their life can be different.
AMG also needs sponsors to support 50 kids that they're caring for. Visit us online to sign up. Next, June is creeping up on us, which means Slava Gospel Association's summer camp ministry season will be in full swing. And each summer, SGA helps support local churches in putting on summer camps for local youth. At these camps, kids have a chance to escape daily life, have fun, but most importantly, learn about the hope of Jesus. SGA's Eric Mock tells us,
we're seeing kids grow up in environments that are surrounded by drug use or alcoholism, or just a sense of godlessness, which leads to hopelessness. And so these kids are looking for answers growing up, really seeking to find out if there's more to life than they have been experiencing.
As we enter the prime months for summer camps, would you help support this work?
We're hoping to reach 20 to 30% more than we have this year. And to be honest, we're only limited by funds. Each year we have to actually turn back churches that are asking for funds. What we do at SGA is, as the funds come in each year, we empty out. We empty everything out. We send everything we get. And each year, it's a step of faith to see what we can provide for these churches to do summer camp outreach.
Together, let's ask God to provide the resources to reach these kids with the gospel this summer. We'll connect you at our website. And Horizons International's School of Hope is educating and positively influencing refugee children in Lebanon. Horizons International's Pierre Hosni says without this guidance,
any clear voice in their lives, if they don't have education, if they don't have critical thinking, then anybody who comes along and has a powerful narrative for them, they will follow those people, especially if they're able to give them a little bit of money in their pocket, you know, put a gun in their hand, make them feel powerful, make them feel they're accomplishing something. They can be bought.
But School of Hope is sharing the stories of Jesus' love. And with this influence in the kids' lives, Hosni says it's harder for them to accept a narrative of violence and hatred. Help make positive education accessible by sponsoring students through Horizons International Sponsorship Program.
For $55 a month, they're giving them opportunity to have an education, a Christian education, here in Lebanon as a refugee. And this is something that's really transforming people's lives. It's just giving an opportunity for a Christian education for a refugee kid. And so for that reason, we have people from around the world that we have about 50 different kids that are sponsored right now out of our 120. But we definitely need more sponsors.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups, but with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.